U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta visited U.S. Navy troops in Bremerton yesterday. More than 2,000 sailors lined up on the decks of the USS John C. Stennis to listen to parting words from the Defense Secretary. The speech was a send-off for men and women who are scheduled to be deployed to the Middle East next Monday. KUOW's Leslie McClurg reports.
The sailors rocked from foot to foot, waiting for Secretary Panetta to arrive. The crowd had mixed emotions about leaving.
Pretty comparable to living in jail. I mean, you're on a 2-inch mattress on a metal slab. The food isn't the greatest.
I'm really excited. This is my first deployment, and I can't wait. I'm hoping for a year.
Definitely an adjustment, having to sleep in a box that's about 2 feet tall.
You got to cry, and you got to move on.
That was Jennifer Stone, Tyler Newman, Jerome Walker, and Melissa Ball. The sailors call their home a floating city. It's the length of 3 football fields. They have a runway, a unique zip code, and a fully operable hospital. But many sailors say their home starts to feel small once they're at sea for long periods of time. Panetta's speech thanked the service members for all their hard work.
I've got a hell of a lot of great weapons in this position. I've got aircraft carriers. I've got great fighter planes. I've got great technology. But none of that is worth a damn without men and women in uniform who serve this country.
The secretary also spoke at length about his military strategy under a looming $487 billion budget cut. He stressed that the U.S. is still fighting a war in Afghanistan, global terrorism, countries with nuclear proliferation, and a growing number of cyber threats. But in the final days before heading overseas, sailors are focused on saying their farewells. Melissa Ball says next Monday will be hard.
Everybody's crying. You get some laughter. I'm not even going to lie, but it's kind of a depressing day.
The service members are not sure where they're headed, but they know they'll be gone for around 8 months. I'm Leslie McClurg reporting.